just wanted, again, is this point of that there's sort of like four points that I wanted to make. And that's one, that there's a high prevalence and a huge reservoir of infection, particularly amongst young adults in jails. And that's you know, is there's evidence in the New York City data, and then and when we see the reverse of it, when we take that swimming away in Chicago, what happens, that we look, it looks like we have almost the reverse from the detention screening. I think a second point that I wanted to make, and this is a point that came out in both the Philadelphia presentation and then Jamie's presentation from California, is that a high proportion of these people can be treated. And, you know, and there's no point in doing the screening unless we can do the treatment. And so I think that with proper collaboration with your local health department, with some innovative strategies that people have developed, which Jamie alluded to, that you can get a high proportion treated. And that, and it hasn't always been the case, but we need to work towards that. And I think that this is a slide I wanted, again, from Philadelphia, where there's some discussion about, well, you know, if we're seeing these declines in prevalence in a family planning setting, the outcome of doing screening in men is hopefully to impact adverse outcomes in women. And so Philadelphia showed some evidence, well, at least we're continuing to see continued declines, you know, and in the United States as a whole, we're seeing flat. So these are the same data, the IPP data in the United States by different regions, and so in most regions it's flat, so there's something really encouraging about Philadelphia's data continuing to see declines. And I think one of the things that I found really striking, and this is an older slide from Manitoba, but this was in Manitoba, they, in 1991, and for several years they implemented this very exhaustive screening program, and that included partner management. And what they found, and this slide is looking at postal zip codes or postal codes in Manitoba, and the yellow bars are 1991, and then the red line is what was like the age-adjusted incidence rate in 1998. And so one of the things is overall, they saw a decline in prevalence when they implemented the program, but again, they saw this flattening. And one of the things that this slide suggests is that they might not have been reaching the community with the highest prevalence of infection. And so one way the jail screening might help in this detention screening is that you're reaching the communities with the highest prevalence of infection. And perhaps, we don't know, but that may be one of the reasons why Philadelphia, in concert with some of their other screening programs, has continued to see a decline. And then I think, you know, another point I wanted to make is that it is possible to implement these screening programs. A lot of people said, oh, it's too difficult, but, you know, Jamie gave some concrete examples of how, yes, if you're working in partnership, you're bringing people together, you can do this. And then I think the language, you know, and thinking about, well, you can work even with private, you know, companies. If you put the word, put the language in your RFP, so that, you know, it is there, you know, people shouldn't be terribly discouraged. There's a very unfortunate example of what's happened in Chicago recently, where they have lost funding, but it doesn't cause us, you know, to stop. We can move on and try and implement screening more broadly in the United States. So those are my concluding comments. Are there any other questions for any of the speakers?